seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlights in your hair that catch your eyes. I have been blind, the lady in red.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, who's like touching himself.
No, it looks like I'm making out on the
No, it looks like you're touching
webcam.
Yourself.
No, yeah,
and
yeah,
Trisha, like, yeah. You're touching your shoulders.
Don't That's look really... me eye to eye when you're doing that.
Where am I supposed to look?
No, don't look this way either. Go to your room. Trisha in studio, Eric and Kathleen. The song is The Great. Jerry Lewis from The Bellboy.
No, this is Chris DeBerg.
It's from Who's Minding the Store.
Who's Minding the Store? Who's that?
That was another Jerry Lewis flick.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one, right?
This is Lady in Red, an absolutely wonderful romantic song. Makes women swoon.
Did you say bromantic?
Well, it could be.
He did say bromantic.
That's what I was just going to say. It sounded like bromantic.
Bromantic.
Because I was saying absolutely.
And, no, bromantic.
You know, I'm not like emphasizing my words. But.
Did you see him making out with himself?
Yeah, you saw that. See? And the people,
watch
on
it.
They like that.
I'll do the play-by-play. This is how it goes now. He's now touching his shoulders, going down the small of his back. Oh, that was wicked. Wow.
And, of course, Lady in Red is sung by Chris DeBerg. And before I tell you anything more about that and bring on our next guest, Dave.
This hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, Arizona. Call Alexander at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Honesty, integrity, good friend of mine, great service. Really do call him. Tell him I said hi. Tell him Trisha said hi. Don't tell him Joseph said hi. He doesn't know him.
He won't know what you're talking about.
Live from the Alexander Auto Care Studios in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey, we should rename that, right?
There you go.
Hey, that's not bad.
But or you can also tell him that our next guest said hi, Judy Evans. I'm sure he knows who that is from Days of Our Lives. And by the way, that song was from Days of Our Lives. We're going to talk about that just in one moment. Happy Valentine's Day, Judy. We are so happy to have you back on the show. Did you know that you were on our best of favorite guests end of the year special? Yes.
You won. Yes.
It's a huge deal.
It is. Well, you get to go to Hawaii with Joseph.
Oh, are there nude beaches?
Okay. Yes,
well,
of course.
There we go. Wow. We're hitting the ball.
Well, then you get to go with Dave.
Well, yeah.
Joseph can take the pictures.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway.
You guys are on my best of list, too. Best of the year.
Thank you so much. Because I did tell your publicist, your wonderful publicist, I'm not sure if they relayed the information to you, but you were one of our absolutely favorite guests of 2015. And, you know, here we are. You're one of our favorite guests of 2016 already.
Oh, right. Thank you. That's an honor. That's the best honor ever.
Yes. And, you know, that song that brought us into this segment, Lady in Red, whose couple song was that on Days
Patch
of Our Lives?
Patch and Kayla.
Oh, wow. I see. Wow. She got it right then.
Mm-hmm.
Patch and Kayla. They're on the show now.
I remember them dancing on the rooftop. She was in a red dress. It was a fabulous fantasy scene.
Yes, that. And also one of their other songs, of course, when Kayla could not speak, was, do you remember that?
The Rose.
She got it. The Rose.
Oh, The Rose. That
was a good one. They're one of my favorite couples on Days of Our Lives.
Who? Patch
and Kayla.
How often do you watch?
Their love story is just bomb.
Joseph, how often do you watch Days of Our Lives?
Yeah. Every day. I've told you the past.
What do you do all day?
Well, 5 days a week. It's Monday through Friday.
But he tapes them, so he's
and on the, weekends, I watch the old clips on YouTube and stuff like that.
And not only that.
I love you.
Does your duck watch,
that's
too?
A good thing, because he's kind of a stalker. No, I'm just teasing.
That's okay. I love that especially kind of. The best.
Last time, she loved me. Now she loves you.
Well, don't get jealous, Dave. Don't I'm sure jealous. You'll have an opportunity.
Yes. But she, of course, she's got...
I got love for everybody, baby.
Oh. We're all her Valentines. But of course, Judy, you have your own special Valentine in all seriousness as well, right?
Yes.
And do you know...
I have two, my husband and my son.
Oh, two. Yes, yes. And do you know what you'll be doing this weekend? Any special plans?
You know, it's funny, because my husband sent me an email a couple days ago, and it was an article about really great things that you can do that are different. And he sent me this email that said, you know, number three is my favorite. And I was like, uh-oh. And he likes it when I read to him. So I said,
what, your
book,
husband
you know,
or your son?
You. My husband.
He likes it when you read to him?
Yeah. It's very
you mean like funny. Acting parts or just like
no,
books?
No,
sides.
Reading. Just reading. When we go on vacation, he'd pick a book, usually a Howard Stern book or something like that.
Aww.
But this time he picked 50 Shades of Grey, so I'll be reading that on Sunday for probably about 15 minutes or so.
I was going to say, I don't think it'll last very long.
Next time we have you on, we'll just have you know, read a chapter from that and we're good.
And that's a fetish I've never heard before.
Well, I guess he likes the oral. I don't know.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You do, because you do have a beautiful voice.
She does have a gorgeous voice.
So sweet.
Yes. And I'm sure her inflections and, you know, and when it's romantic, if there's some candles going as she's reading.
You know, well,
and that's one of the reasons I wanted to, you know.
The sounds of vibrations. Yeah, I mean, a lot of
sound effects.
One of the... Or more like.
See, you're going to make our 2017 list.
See, that's one of the.
I've never seen Dave smile this much during a segment. Or not. Not to mention Joseph. Joseph, he couldn't stop smiling. He looks like Mickey Mouse right now.
Well, because she truly is a wonderful guest because she is, you know, absolutely hilarious and so talented and beautiful. But, you know, also because you have worked in daytime
you've
soap operas.
You're stuttering a bit.
I know. When she has worked on daytime soap operas, so she knows a lot about romance. So I thought that, you know, you might be able to give us a few tips in case we wanted to spice up our Valentine's Day weekend. Any insights that you have, Judy, about romance in general?
You know, I love some of the things that my husband has done, and they're very simple, and it's the thought behind them. You know, flowers are great, candy's great, going out to dinner, but I came home one day from work, and he had set up the living room with blankets and pillows with a fireplace and made this wonderful picnic spread with some beautiful music in the background, and it was very simple, but so sweet and so thoughtful. Things like that, I think, I don't want to sprawl, you know, women everywhere, people everywhere. But I think it's when you put in just it doesn't have to be, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Just a little bit of thought and a little bit of heart goes miles. And I think the simple things, you know, just showing someone in a very simple way that you appreciate them and love them, I think it's the best way, personally, to be romantic, you know.
That's diamonds,
all that's excellent.
Nah. Show them how much you really care about them, and it can be very simple. A hike, you know, with maybe, you know, a little kiss every, I don't know, 10 feet. Okay, so that would only last about 20 feet. But, you know, just little things like that you put a little extra thought into, I think goes a long way. I think it goes a long way with guys, too, but not being a guy, I can't speak for guys, but we like to do little things like that for each other that are just simple and different.
Yeah, that's wonderful advice. Well, wonderful, because you know everyone's always doing like these extravagant things. Like it has to be some, you know, grand gesture,
like Hawaii on a nude beach or something, right?
Well, that's okay too. But
Maui,
one of our
Maui Wowie.
Well, you know, if you just
just north of McKenna Beach, there's a nude beach.
Really? It's basically, you know, you can go out and you can order flowers and have them sent. You can order chocolates and have them sent. That doesn't take a whole lot of thought.
Right.
You know, so you need to make it creative, make it your own, make
like
it from your heart and put something, you know, and it, you don't have to, I mean, yes, Dave writes phenomenal poems, but not everybody's a poet.
Right.
You know,
use your strengths.
But use your strengths and also call into it, even if it's in a small way, something from your relationship that's personal to that person. Because that's we women eat that up.
Huge. Or like you said, you know, maybe a little, I don't know if they still make cassette tapes, but all the songs that remind you of your loved one, you know, they're like, oh, that's so, you know, that's, like you said, little personal things that relate to your relationship and the person. Oh, gosh, that's just like, oh, knock me over with a feather.
We're sort of like the warm-up for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm all ready to go now. I got the fan on now.
Well, and that's the thing is Judy is so busy today. You know, we're so grateful that for you accommodating us for a few minutes here during our Valentine's Day special, because I know that you've got a lot of meetings and you've got so many projects that we wanted to touch on here. But I do want to mention one of our viewers on...
Really? Sorry.
Yeah, wow.
Hey,
one of our viewers...
Like
one of our viewers on stream says, that sounds so cute and romantic. It's the simple things that count. They quoted Judy Evans.
Oh, yes, see?
Yes, right. You're being queen.
That's actually... Now, one quick thing before Joseph gets back into what he was going to say. One of our guests at 11 o'clock Arizona time is someone that you may or may not know, but he was on Days of Our Lives. That's one of his first things.
Way back.
Yeah, way back in 65. Mike Farrell. Do you know Mike Farrell?
I love BJ Honeycutt. Oh, my God.
Did you work with him?
I love Mash. No, I was only one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, she was.
But no, he's a phenomenal actor, and I just loved him on MASH. Wow, I didn't know he was on Days. That's awesome.
Yeah, he was back in '65, and then of course, ultimately led to MASH. For quite a while, I think it was on, 8-9 years at least. And, yeah, he has a one-man show coming out in Sedona, the Sedona Film Festival, next weekend. So he'll be there, and he's calling in today at 11. Yeah, great actor. Quite an activist, too. Very political.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we got to get you out here.
Can you hover over him a little bit for me, please?
Can I what?
Can you slobber over him a little bit?
Well,
I will be happy to take over that honor, Judy. As I'm drooling, I will just tell him, you know, this is not all me.
Now, he did marry.
This is also coming from Judy Evans, which will make it that much more valuable to him.
But you know who his wife is, right? The first one that guesses gets the trip to Hawaii. Shelley Fabre.
Right.
Yeah. And, of course, starring with Elvis, one of the big movies. I forgot which movie, but she was the lead with Elvis.
Oh, yeah, and on the Donna Reed show.
Too. Yeah, exactly, yes. Donna Reed. She was pretty big time there. Yeah,
they've been married forever.
Wasn't it the Bob Newhart show?
I think it might have been.
Yeah, I think she was.
Coach.
Yeah, coach.
Oh, coach. Yeah, you're right, coach. Yeah.
Well, we still got to get you out here, Judy.
I love this game in the morning.
This is a good game.
Guessing games. But we still got to get you out here to Phoenix, I mean, because we'd love to have you in studio and meet you, but we know how busy you are. One of the things that I realized and learned right after our last interview with you on our Christmas special was that you have another job in addition to acting, right?
Uh-huh, yep.
Tell us about that. I think that's fascinating.
I am a sales director, a pre-need sales director at the largest cemetery and largest mortuary in North America, but largest cemetery in the world, Rose Hills Memorial Park. A shameless plug.
Wow.
But I help people, my team goes out and reaches out to the community to let them know the importance of preparing ahead of time for your loved ones and for yourself. So that when that time comes, it is a celebration of love rather than a very difficult decision-making, expensive time. So,
that's my
passion, and helping people also at need. You know, just kind of guiding them through and caring for them, and just being an ear or sometimes a face punch.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's what makes you so great is that you're not just talented, but you also are very caring, and so that's excellent. It's excellent, Judy. And tell us.
Well, I'm sure you all are too. I mean, we're here. We're humans. We're here on this earth to be good to each other and make it a better place for all of us.
Yeah, and that's what I think what my point was in mentioning the romance and stuff, because not the grand gestures. I mean, a lot of movies make us feel like these grand gestures. We have to go running through the airport. But a lot of what, you know, you see on soap operas and Days of Our Lives, you know, it's just people caring about one another.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and a lot of people knock soap operas for their unbelievability, of course, and whatnot. But, you know, that's just the fun aspect. But if you get right down to it, I mean, you see with The Lady in Red and Rose, a lot of it's just caring for one another and paying attention.
and just, you know, you love someone, take the time to say I love you. And it doesn't have to be, like you said, a grand gesture. Just show them that you appreciate them and you're so happy that they're in your life.
And Judy, also, I know you've got the web series. Can you make sure that our listeners know where to find that?
Oh, sure. I was on the Bay for a bit, but I'm also on Venice, the Crystal Chappelle web series. So try to squeeze a little of that in and
yes.
squeeze a lot of things in. But but I'm always looking for new projects to do. There's, you know, it's fun, and, you know, I think it's important for people to consider stretching themselves in every way they can. You know, sometimes throwing something different, and like working in the funeral home and the cemetery business helps me be a better person in other areas, and then helps me, I think, be a better actress too, because there's more heart to it, because every day it's like, what's really important?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you carve out your time? Is that a full-time thing with the sales?
It's a full-time job. They're really great with me with flexibility, because I'm working on a Saturday. So if I have to work in the studio, and the studio is so quick, like usually they usually need about 4 hours, maybe 5 hours. So I can work there and then come to my other job, or go to my other job and then work there. And then as long as I make up my time and my team hits their quota, you know, they're like, hey, you know, more power to you. So they're really good about that. And the show's really good about scheduling around too. So.
And I know that Adrian's not as on as much anymore on Days of Our Lives, but anything, as much as we'd like to see her, at least that I'd like to see her on the show, but anything coming up in terms of her storyline, her and Justin?
Yes.
But she can't say.
Yes.
Does it have to do with Hawaii on a nude beach?
I saw a picture online that you know, I'm not going to say anything more than that, but I saw a picture online that was, you know, all you have to look up is... Twitter picture, and you know,
Joseph, I didn't tell you, Joseph, that I'm going to be auditioning as a lead something.
That's great.
In Days of Our Lives.
That's great. I'll be there.
You
and I'll
are?
Be I'll beat it.
Yeah.
only if he can play a part that has to do with you.
Yes. Yes.
Heck, I'll give up my salary. I want to work with him.
Oh, there we go.
He's going to play Ron Jeremy.
Oh, I forgot. I meant to say celery, because that's how they pay me.
Well, we got just two final questions. I know that you got to get going, because you got a very busy day ahead. But did Justin and Adrian ever have a couple song?
Oh, yes. Only in My Heart. Justin used to sing it a lot. He tells a funny story, too, because he had a friend. When Justin and Adrian were romancing each other, I mean, Justin did all these grand gestures, fireworks, and all was so, so romantic. And he had a friend of his in real life that said, I hate you. I hate you. I hate your character. My wife is always telling me, why aren't you more like Justin? But Only in My Heart. And I think that was our big song.
Okay. I know some had several songs, and in just a moment, don't start playing it just yet, Eric, but the song that's going to take us out of this segment
don't
is...
Don't tell me what to do.
Tonight I Celebrate My Love. Of course, that's an easy one, right?
Yes. Let's see. Was it A... Oh, wait. Marlena and John?
Nope. Someone who just passed away recently.
Oh, that guy.
Bo and Hope.
Oh, was that their song?
That's one of their songs. I know they had a few of them.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. You got me stumped again.
I think
you had her at Hello.
We have Unchained Melody a little bit later. I think that's John and either Roman Marlena or John and Marlena, one or the other.
Yeah.
You got to get a life, Joseph.
I've got a life. I absolutely love Days of Our Lives, and I love Judy Evans.
Days of Our Lives.
Yes, see? Exactly. And, happy Valentine's Day. Judy, you know, thank you so much for joining us, and we just hope that you have a wonderful weekend.
I hope you guys do too, and I got to come see you soon. My dad, my brother, and my sister-in-law all live out in Phoenix. I got to come out very soon, and I hope when I come out I can meet you guys and hang with you guys as well.
Yeah, oh, that would be so fun.
Yeah, come in studio.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll be a body. I'll protect you from these two guys if they get overly amorous.
No, you're going to have to protect us.
And, girl power, baby.
Yeah.
And if you see the I don't know his real name, of the actor that played Daniel, please let him know that my mom is absolutely devastated.
I know, it's terrible.
Yes, terrible. You guys are killing everyone off on Days of Our Lives. It's sad.
Nobody ever really dies, really.
No, that's true. That's true.
You just come back a few years later as another person.
Jack's coming back.
As another person, or, you know, you were, a clone from the Damara family.
Or, yeah. So. Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's true.
But you never know.
But Judy, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We love you.
Thank you, guys. You yes. too.
Thank you
so much. Talk you're the best.
You are. Awesome. Thank
we
you
love
so
having
much.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Eric. So, yes, tonight I celebrate my love. I'm not telling you that. I'm saying
you are?
The song.
You're going to celebrate.
By Paibo, Bryson, and Roberta Flack.
Oh.
Paibo, maybe.
Where do you find these songs?
This is a wonderful song
tonight
from the 80s.
Tonight I celebrate my love. That's funny.
Yeah.
Tonight.
And he's going to
no
sing it to us.
No one's going to find
I'd rather have him read to me.
I won't sing karaoke.
Sing.
If you want to be my Valentine, call us 602-252-1480. I will sing this song karaoke with you.
And read to people. Right?
I'll read to you.
And if it's phenomenal, maybe Hawaii on one of those beaches. The nude beaches, right?
That sounds like fun.
I will not eat green beans.
What?
I don't know if that one quite would work, but you know.
And guess what? This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
When I make love to you.